was in a problem situation because I had two objectives. One, sign Lee Boyer on one hand, because I really believe it is a major asset to the club. And on the other hand, also maintain the ability to sell the club. And the problem was that his agent, was all proposing things which would increase the liability of the club to such an extent that it would become difficult to sell the club. Difficulty, it would increase the difficulty. It's difficult already. Huh? So, and that was one of my problems, and I'm happy now that we sorted that out and that we have now a more or less reasonable agreement.
So he stays, and it makes it easier, if you like, for you to sell the football club. I'll get to that, more on that in a moment. But Boyer was asking, as we understand it, his agent was asking for 6 times what he was on last season. Have you paid that?
We found an agreement, which is in fact a very nice agreement for him, which is good, but also an agreement whereby we do not get into a big liability for the future. And that is also very important for us, because then it's important for our ability to sell the club.
A lot has changed since yesterday, because yesterday it looked like Boyer was out of there.
Yeah, well, maybe in fact it's also a matter of being. I can also imagine that many people get nervous in such a situation. But in fact, the problem is that if you're the owner of a club or the manager, the manager maybe not, but if you're the owner of the club, you have different objectives at the same time. In my position, I had the objective of keeping Lee on one hand, and the other objective was to maintain the ability to sell the club. So if you want to combine both, then you're in trouble. And I wanted to combine both, and now I have a solution whereby I can keep Lee Boyer and one of the better managers in championship, and on the other hand, keep the ability to sell the club.
This is at the back of your mind all the time, this overwhelming desire now to sell the football club. And what you're saying this morning is the deal you have done to keep Boyer makes it easier for an incoming owner to get on with his job.
Absolutely. So now, in fact, we have a situation where this transition can be better, in fact, than otherwise. Now, in fact, the main problem of all the owners, if you look at the situation in championship, is that and that's also one of the problems. In fact, the average loss per club today, which is funded by the rich owners, is £1,000 per season ticket owner.
So the clubs in the championship lose an average of £15 million a year, and Charlton will be one of them, yes?
Yes, well, Charlton loses money as well, like any club. Sometimes there is one or two clubs which are not losing money in championship, but the problem is that, in fact, the regulation about financial fair play, and in general, it's a very poorly organized competition, because there in fact, it's a collective craziness but the problem also lies with the EFL, which is not taking appropriate measures like it would be done in the United States, for example, to contain the losses by putting in measures to, for example, to limit the expenses on players and the like. And the problem is, of course, players, they don't have to care. The players, they just the agents, basically, they work for the players, they work for the agent. They don't care, in fact, about the owner of a club. So they just, and that's the logic behind the system. So, in fact, the owners have to get together and say, well, we don't want to lose that much money every year. We want also not to lose money all the time. And they should put themselves together and say, okay, well, we are going to reorganize ourselves. And the EFL should be a key actor in doing that.
Sure,
that was the reason why I said I want to sell the club to the EFL, because basically the EFL is not doing its job properly in that respect.
Well, we'll see what happens in that area. Roland, the bottom line is this: Boyer stays and you are now closer to selling the club, it seems, than ever. How close are you to selling? Because the new owner, it seems, it's only a matter of time now before the club is under new ownership. And that's, well, after all, that's what you want.
Yes, sure. That's what I really want. And that was also one of the problems, that it would maybe inhibit the possibility of a sale. But okay, today we have a kind of arrangement which is not inhibiting this.
Right.
And so we can move forward.
So
and,
what we're talking, are we talking? Are we talking days or weeks?
Well, it is unclear, but it is certainly not days, if you ask my opinion. So, but it is true that because we came back to championship, the interest is now improved again, huh? And there are always a few owners, a few more than a few even, huh? Which have interest, but. I think it's not such an easy thing. I think to sell a club, and there are quite a few other championship clubs for sale. And if you look at also the statistics of the number of championship clubs which have been sold the last few decades, it's impressive how many clubs change hands. That means many new owners come in, but it also means many former owners are happy to sell.
But what you've done this morning is you've kept Boyer on a deal which extends his contract, but on realistic money, which makes it more attractive for a new owner. That's what this boils down to, isn't it?
Yes, I try to combine both objectives, to keep Boyer on one hand, and then to keep also the attractiveness for the club to be sold.
Roland, finally, the fans want you out. You know that. You and I have spoken about this many times. You want out. At the end of the day, everyone's going to get their way here, aren't they?
I hope so, yes. So the sooner the better, if you ask me.
I was Roland DeChatelet speaking to me just before we came on air this morning. Bob Mills and Mickey Gear with me. Mickey was having a wry smile at the end of that. Bob, at the end of the day, he can't be more clear than that.
Well, he's absolutely...
He wants out, and he's about to get out, because he wants out because he's had a nightmare tenure there.
Well, he has. Many of his own doing, I would say. But, see, the problem that he's got now is that in this thing with Lee Bowie, if this is a normal football team, they've got this manager, he's come in, he's taken on a very difficult job, and he's got them promoted to the championship. Mm. Now, if you're the owner of any normal club, you're thinking, right, day one, let's sort him out. Let's sort to his agent. Now, hang on a minute, now they're going to want, you know, apes and peacocks, so let's try and keep it realistic, but at all costs, get him. Whereas his thing, of course, is, well, okay, yeah, it's better if we've got him here because that's an asset to the club, but I don't want to spend one penny more than I need to on this club. So it's a terrible situation for the club to be in. It really is, because I'll tell you what it's like. It's like you're desperately, desperately trying to sell your house, and the estate agent saying, well, you know, if you did a little bit of work on it and painted it or something like that, you might get a better chance of selling it. And you're thinking, yeah, okay, but I don't want to spend any more money on the damn thing because I want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, and that's the situation he's in. I mean, we've just sold, Leighton Orient have just sold them Macaulay Bond.
I saw that,
Which is a great move for Macaulay, and we're all delighted with him, you know, moving up into the championship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was in a situation, I think, where he thought, oh, they've signed me. You know, Bowie loves me, sign me.
Exactly.
Is he still going to be here?
Yeah.
Well, unsettles the whole
thing. I reckon Charlton fans, more than any other time, can celebrate now, Mickey.
They'd be thrilled to pieces.
Because
Lee
they've
Bowyer.
Got to be, surely. This DeChatelet saying, I'm out of there, I can't wait to get out of there, and your man Bowyer stays.
It sounds like they're getting their wish. They're going to have a new ownership of the football club. They've got the manager in charge that they want now. I'm really surprised that they've waited this long after the season that Lee had last, you know, getting them promoted to the championship. He should have signed that contract before then.
Yeah.
But then he said at the end of that interview, it's more of an asset or more sellable to somebody who's coming in to not have a manager there, if you understand where I'm coming from. And that's why I didn't want to give X amount of figures to Lee Bowyer. There's probably things in that contract where the new owner comes into the club. So Lee's maybe still on a rolling contract for 2 or 3 years, but I think it's going to be in a happier place, Charlton, next season.